when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of Ziyarat al-Ashura. فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. Therefore, I ask Allah, who venerated your station and honored me through you, to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the family of Muhammad. May Allah pour down his mercy on him and his progeny. In this regard, we were talking about the true meaning of avenging Imam Hussein's blood. And we said one of the questions that some people may have in mind is about the meaning of avenging the blood of Hussein. If this is translated into literal meaning of the expression, we know that, and everybody knows, that Mukhtar al-Thaqafi and his supporters tried to avenge the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and of course his sincere companions. And if this is the case, what is the meaning of avenging the blood of Hussein that we ask in this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura? فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ. We ask Allah, who venerated your station, to provide us the succor to avenge for your blood. If this was the case, we know that the slogan of the Mukhtar al-Thaqafi and his companions was يَا لَثَارَاتِ الْحُسَيْنِ. O avengers of the blood of Hussein, come to our aid. And this is a question. Now, the point is that when we want to examine the meaning of avenging the blood of Hussein alayhi salam, we must bear in our minds that Imam Hussein alayhi salam has two personalities. And those who martyred Imam Hussein alayhi salam tried to martyr both his personalities. And men like Mukhtar al-Thaqafi avenged the blood of his personality, the personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But the point is, and this is exactly what we ask from the Almighty Allah in this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura, the point is that the slayers of his legal personality are always present in this world. There are some people who tend to slay imam, wilayah, and leadership of all our infallible imams. There are always those who mislead others, when it comes to specifically wilayah and imamah of the Ahlul Bayt. So it is such people whom we must confront, we must face them, and we must ask the Almighty Allah to grant us the opportunity to stay against such people. That is why we say, أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي طَلَبَ ثَارِكَ مَعَ إِمَامٍ مَنْصُورٍ. We ask Allah, who venerated your station, to provide us the succor to avenge for your blood.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, one of the advantages of reciting Ziyaratul Ashura is that it awakens the human soul to get ready for the 12th Imam's reappearance. The point is, when we ask from the Almighty Allah to grant us the opportunity to stay against such people, the ones who martyred Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the ones who wanted to slay wilaya and guardianship of the infallible Imams, we specifically, by reciting this ziyarah daily and on a daily basis, we can awaken ourselves. It enables us to constantly pledge loyalty to the Imam of time. And this facilitates muratabah, or adhering to Imam alayhi salam during his absence. We have, in fact, one of the most important concepts mentioned and discussed in our traditions and in our jurisprudence is coming from the word murabata. And this word, in Islamic law, this word is employed for those warriors who adhere to the frontiers of a Muslim country to safeguard its people. There are some people who stay in the frontiers to safeguard this country. Almighty Allah has reserved great reward for such people. According to a tradition narrated from Salman al-Muhammadi, the well-known close companion of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, to safeguard the frontiers of an Islamic country for a night is better than a whole month's fasting and standing in prayer. The least duration for murabata is known to be 3 days, and the most is 40 days. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in this regard, is reported to have said, guarding the frontiers is for 3 days and the longest duration is 40 days. Now, this is one of the secrets. This is one of the secrets of reciting Ziyaratul Ashura on a daily basis. This reminding ourselves that there is one 12th Imam whom needs our attention. And we need to adhere to the Imam during his absence leads us to talk about this murabata, and we will, inshallah, in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح